And what specific regimen would you likely utilize?
I would look at the PD-L1 status in the absence of any mutation. There is, of course, some indication that the KRAS mutant patients tend to respond better to immunotherapy, immune checkpoint inhibitors. And more importantly, the smokers with a high mutation burden have a greater chance of responding to these inhibitors compared to
This was
non-smokers.
a couple of years ago. Did you have a PD-L1 level?
Well, we tried to do PD-L1, but we ran out of tissue at that time. So this was almost exactly 2 years ago from now. So it's actually exactly what you talk about, the two scenarios. We actually pushed for the more aggressive one. We had a long discussion about how this is not quite what we typically do, pushing the envelope a little bit. She's very healthy, very
63 years
motivated,
old.
and very motivated herself. She wanted to do everything that's possible. So we actually did stereotactic to her three brain lesions and did chemoradiation to her primary. And we only gave about 35 gray to the radiation. So she tolerated everything very well. And she got the standard carboplatin and the pemetrexed combination.
So, but is that the regimen you typically use when you use chemoradiation for locally advanced disease, or was it kind of a combination of mets and radiation to the
For adeno, I do. Yeah.
Chemoradiation. Any thoughts?
So standardly outside of this setting, I would use either etoposide, cisplat, or weekly Paccarbo, but there's certainly data, including Dr. Govindan's own study that looked at pemetrexed carboplatin with radiation, plus or minus cetuximab, intriguingly, and that's been published. And it's a well-tolerated regimen, and certainly the results look as good as any of the other two regimens. And I think in reviewing this case, in a sense, you're trying to combine both worlds, a stage four approach with a stage three approach. And I think pemetrexed and carboplatin particularly lend themselves to that. So you could give pem carbo followed by pem maintenance, which would be the standard approach, and very readily graft radiation onto the pem carbo. You would not use cisplatin etoposide maintenance. You generally wouldn't use paclitaxel as maintenance. I get the feeling this was a patient who presented ostensibly with locally advanced disease, and the brain mets were incidental findings. So while I agree with Govindan that the textbook approach would be systemic therapy plus or minus radiation to the brain, this person's symptom complex was centered in the lung. It sounds like the vast bulk of tumor was in the chest. And so I think I might have adopted an approach identical to yours. I'm a little bit more skittish about leaving brain metastases untreated. If they're small, really small lesions, 2, 3, and 4 millimeters, no vasogenic edema, I'll go with systemic therapy alone. The minute I start seeing vasogenic edema, if they're approaching a centimeter or more, I'm more likely to engage the radiation oncologist.
Govindan, I like your thoughts about the case, but just to draw out that first section a little bit, you also gave her maintenance pemetrexed afterwards. And how long was that continued for?
Well, she had good control for almost a year. So this
So
started
her
in
symptoms
September.
got better?
Yeah, so she basically, we just approached it two ways, stage four and as well as local treatment. So she started the journey in September 2015. So she got maintenance pemetrexed, and then the progression occurred in about, I think, November 2016. So
Okay,
about a
we'll
year
get to
later.
that in a
Yeah.
second, but what do you think about this strategy, sort of this innovator, creative, sort of mixing of stage three and four, the PEM maintenance? And I'll throw in one other thing, because I'm curious about, nobody knows any of these cases, I think, for sure what the right answer is. But I'm just going to throw in one more clinker. Suppose you presented today and had a high TPS score.
Before I get to that, Neil, I want to go back and address this. So the radiation given here was not definitive doses, 35 gray, you said,
Yes.
right?
Yes.
So we have to concede that this patient was treated not with definitive chemoradiation. The dose for definitive thoracic radiation is 60 gray. And we now know that 74 gray is not any better than 60 gray, may even be worse. So 35 is more a palliative dose. So this patient was treated, even though got concurrent chemoradiation, was treated more traditionally like a metastatic stage four non-small cell lung cancer. It's important to appreciate that this patient was treated more like a patient with stage four non-small cell lung cancer. The doses of radiation given here, I'm not criticizing anything, any approach here, was 35 gray, not 60 gray, which is a traditional dose for definitive chemoradiation. As Corey said, there are two ways you can approach this. One, like a traditional stage four non-small cell lung cancer with or without palliative radiation treatment. The other is to take a wilder approach, if I can say this, where you treat them like a stage 3 disease and just address this brain lesions along with stereotactic radiation approach. But in general, in my 25 years of experience, I've seen on occasions where patients with stage 3 disease who have asymptomatic brain lesions do very well with combined modality therapy occasionally. But those are the patients who have one or two lesions. And when they have more than one or two lesions, I've rarely seen them behave in a very controlled manner like a stage 3 disease. But let's also accept the reality here that 75 to 80% of patients with stage 3 non-small cell lung cancer, despite chemo radiation, do relapse. Where do they relapse? A third of them, the first relapse is in the brain. And so the outcomes are not great. Coming back to your question, Neil, is that if the TPS score is high, I would say these patients, I would start up with pembrolizumab. Most of these patients, I believe, should be treated like a stage 4 disease. And if they do exceptionally well, you can come back and do some consolidative radiation therapy at some point. There are no real one right approach to these things. And I think we just have to think about how to minimize toxicities and caution patients about the pros and cons of whatever approach we take.